Hello. Today, August 26th, we have the cards for August 26th and 27th, and they are the Sun, the Eight of Coins reversed, and Judgment reversed. 2022, that is. Falsified documents. I don't think I've seen the Eight of Coins as much in the last year as I've seen in the last days. This card talks about refinement, study, and perfection. But being a physical card deals with all things tangible and material. It is the real suit. Your own work or someone's may not pass if judgment in the reverse. And today in the upcoming position is any indication? And it is. This isn't a card we like to see in the reverse, especially in the upcoming position. Judgment in the reverse can be considered a wake-up call. On the traditional card, a giant angel in a blue sky, wingspan so wide that, like the angel on the Temperance card of the Major Arcana, the red wings extend beyond the edges. The angel blows a gold horn, and a pale ghost-colored family rise from their graves. A river flows through the card, said to be the River Styx, which, according to Greek mythology, separates the underworld and Gaia, the earth. We see more ghost-colored figures rising from their own coffins on the other side of the river. This is final judgment, generally speaking, a universal concept. The modern witch tarot leaves out the gold horn, but does retain the Swiss Army Red Cross on the white flag of St. George, which is odd to me, as the modern decks tend to eschew most of the traditional Christian-based imagery altogether, but a lot comes with that gold horn. It's one of the music cards, after all. It's a card of clairaudience. I'm sure that St. George flag has a deeper history, though, so we'll have to look into that. The traditional card can represent an actual musician or horn player. In the past position is the happiest card in the deck, the childlike, innocent, naked, to the world, son. A child, or often two children, innocent and naive to their nudity and vulnerability, play in a safe garden enclosed by a gray stone wall. Keyword naive. It's a happy card, all sunflowers and summertime. There is a lot of nudity in the cards today, and we may actually be judging our own physical bodies too harshly. The Sun is all about youth and vitality, and this card is going to wind up in the past position for every one of us sooner or later. The reversed Eight of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn in the reverse, is a card of daily diligence and dedication to personal best. The blue-collared artisan or apprentice at his wooden workbench on the traditional card chisels and carves and turns out beautiful gold coins one after the other, consistently, reliably. In the reverse, we are not doing our best work, or even our best work on ourselves. The Eight of Coins, or Earth, is not an esoteric card. We're not putting in the effort that we should consistently, which can, for entertainment purposes only, of course, result in a disappointing health or test diagnosis. The Sun is a child's card, and you may be judging their work or attempts too harshly, or judging them against yourself or others in the family. The naive Sun card in the past is as it should be, so if you judged someone or even someone judged you wrongly, so be it. It's them, not you. The Sun is a happy, trusting card, but the Judgment card in the reverse in the future position warns of making the same mistakes again. The reversed apprentice card in the center means work not up to par. This could be a daily habit that is not good for you, or simply not learning from your mistakes.